This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Welcome back. Halftime here, the Huskers game against the Buckeyes. And as we do each and every week, chat here with Nebraska President Hank Bounds as we catch up on what's happening at the university. Let's see, what's the latest at Nebraska this week?
Well, I have some great news to share with our listeners. You may remember UNMC's leadership role back in the 2014 crisis with Ebola. And based on that expertise and the way that we managed that crisis, UNMC just won an enormous competitive grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to help develop a national center for infectious disease. So this center will use advanced training and simulation to teach federal healthcare professionals how to treat highly infectious disease. It also creates a quarantine facility to help meet our nation's needs in terms of monitoring people exposed to infectious disease like Ebola. Really fits in well with our work with the Department of Defense. Clearly, it's good news for UNMC and Nebraska medicine and a remarkable opportunity for our state. We have the opportunity to lead the way in preparing the next biological threat to our nation. And the truth of the matter is not if, but when diseases will continue to morph and be more difficult to deal with. So it's important that we have a facility like UNMC that can make that kind of impact. It's that kind of impact that the NU faculty, staff, and students have on Nebraska, bringing in opportunities that just otherwise would not exist.
That word impact, I know we've used that in the past, but it is something that Nebraska's university does a great job of.
Well, Greg, I've mentioned this before on the show, the huge impact that we have, $3.9 billion economic engine that sustains the workforce. In fact, we support one of every 36 jobs in Nebraska. One of every seven working-age Nebraskans holds an NU degree. And then we produce more than 10,000 graduates each year in areas like agriculture, engineering, IT, and the list goes on and on. In addition to that contribution to the workforce, we provide a 6-to-1 return on every dollar invested in us by the state of Nebraska. We've been working to sustain this impact, and thanks to our strong partnership with the Nebraska legislature, we look to continue to do that in the future.
You mentioned agriculture. That's such a big part of this state. Can you talk more about the impact the university has on farmers and ranchers?
Absolutely. Well, ag obviously is an enormous driver of our economy. We need the ag community to be successful, and we are committed to supporting them. So if you think about extension and the fact that we have a presence in almost every county in the state, the new vet diagnostic center being completed on East Campus is an example of our investment in facilities that will really matter to Nebraska's producers. We engage in extensive water management research at the university, and we're working on creating food and water security by growing more crop per acre. That's just a few examples of the things that we do. We're working in every county, we're working across the nation, and we're working around the globe to focus on this water and food security issue.
Well, talk about health care. It's a big buzzword right now nationally, and educating and trying to get more people into the workforce for health care. How can the university help out?
Well, I think first I would note that the Nebraska Medical Center educates more than half of the health care professionals in the state. We're doing more to prepare rural providers, nurses, physical therapists, physician assistants, et cetera, at the new health science education complex located at UNK. But I think I also should mention that when companies look to move to an area, move from one state to another, or create a new business in the state, they look at a number of things. They look at the quality of life in the area. They look at education, but they also look to make certain that their employees have access to really good health care. And so in order for the state to grow in areas outside of urban areas, we've got to make certain that we do a really good job of meeting those needs in rural areas. And we truly believe that this is a 500-mile wide campus, and we're focused in that way.
Let's talk about how the university is impacting students and getting students graduating. That's always a big topic.
Well, more than 70% of the jobs in Nebraska will soon require some sort of post-secondary education. In order to meet Nebraska's needs, we need to attract even more students and help them graduate on time with less debt. I jokingly say to parents when I talk to them, students shouldn't say this is going to be the best 6 years of my life. It's going to be the best 4 years of my life. in order to recruit more and graduate more students so that Nebraska businesses can be successful, that really requires that we keep tuition affordable so that we keep education within reach for all students. You know, Greg, most of our students apply for need-based aid, including three-quarters of all of the students at UNK and UNO and two-thirds of all the students at UNL. And so this shows me that NU needs to keep our focus on expanding access.
Well, we know that the university makes a big difference in the growing the economy of the state of Nebraska. We've been reading, hearing about the tax revenues are down, and there's a budget shortfall in the state right now. Your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, every state experiences budget shortfalls from time to time. We will have lower revenues. The university will continue to be a good partner to the state as we manage through this. And the fact of the matter is that all of us must pull our weight. And so I'm confident that the legislature will continue to find a way to support the University of Nebraska in the future based on our impact and the return we deliver on the state's investment. As I said earlier, 6-to-1 is a pretty good investment, and there any money manager out there would take that return on a yearly basis. And so tough days ahead, but with a strong working relationship, we'll work through this and make certain that we don't allow a couple year blip in the economy have a long-term negative impact on our university and our state.
Very good. Well, great to see you. Looking forward to being back in Lincoln next week.
Same here. Go Big Red.
Hank Bounds with us here at Halftime. We've got more coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.